official permission to go crazy. The doc had discovered the problem, but it was Easy who first mentioned his solution to me. She said the doc was going to prescribe a gastric sleeve, an operation to shrink my stomach so it'd be physically impossible for me to eat like a fucking pig. I would only be able to eat like a fucking medical research pig with a reshaped stomach. Easy and I didn't know much about stomach sleeves. We still don't. But in our limited experience, they work. Easy and I are good friends of Lisa Lampanelli's. She's a great comic. I was proud to have her in my movie The Aristocrats, and later she and I were on The Celebrity Apprentice together. For all the time that I knew her, Lisa was a bit fat. She didn't need to be fat or to fuck African-American guys in order to be funny, but for most of her career, she was fat and fucking African-American guys, so she talked about those things in her act. If you don't live it, it won't come out the horn. She had some sort of stomach operation, and suddenly she was thin. Not just thinner, but thin. Skinny. She was thrilled about it. She was never funny because she was fat. She was funny in spite of being fat. And after the operation, she was healthier, happier, and just as funny. It made sense to me that Lisa got the operation. She was fat. But it seemed odd that Easy was recommending I get the same operation. Well, it seemed odd to me. Didn't seem odd to anyone else, because everyone else knew I was fat. And because I said I was fat all the time and called myself a fat fuck all the time, everyone assumed I knew I was fat. But I didn't really know I was fat. I thought I was big. A big guy. I made peace with being a big guy. I didn't think 322 pounds was that bad for 6'7". I carried all that weight really well. I'm a big, loud guy, and I was loud enough to carry a little more big. I claimed to be the rock and roll animal. I was a big, loud comedy magician. I could shrug off my wife's stomach band suggestion. Let Lisa get all trim and thin. I was fine as a big guy. We just had to find the right drug to fix a fellow who was clearly just genetically predisposed to hypertension and about one-third the size of a fucking cow dressed as an elephant. If I couldn't honestly see myself as really fat, I couldn't get really thin. I used to smoke cigarettes. I was a smoker who never bought a pack of cigarettes. Never. I smoke in the show after I do my fire-eating bit. It's showbiz to light a cigarette off my tongue and smoke it. It's a good way to show the fire is real. The fire in fire-eating is real. Fire-eating is real. Fire-eating is not a magic trick. Fire-eating is a skill. There's no cheat. As we say in the carny, there's no G on the joint, no affus gaffus. Fire-eating is done by combining a working sense of physics and human physiology with a natural lack of common sense. Know nothing, fear nothing, is what my mom used to say about me. Besides being a pretty good fire eater, I did some cigarette magic tricks. I learned to palm them and tongue them. Just what you'd think. The same as tonguing an asshole, except the asshole is doing the tonguing. I smoke cigarettes to do tricks with them, and then to close my fire eating bit. I smoke cigarettes for professional reasons. I also started smoking them when I was sitting around with coffee after a meal. This was back when you could smoke in public. I'd bum cigarettes from friends who smoked and enjoy a smoke with them after dinner. And then another one. And sure, why not a third? One of the greatest days of my life was watching the Velvet Underground rehearse for their reunion tour in the 90s. They were getting ready to play their first show together since the 1960s. I couldn't believe I was in a New York City rehearsal studio with some of my biggest heroes. I was watching Sterling, John, Moe, and Lou put together a show that I would later see in Wembley Stadium in London. A show full of the music that changed my life, the music that helped me become who I am. During that rehearsal, Lou took a break and said, "Hey, Penn, let's have a Carlton and a Moosey." Mooseys were non-alcoholic beer, and Carltons were cigarettes that didn't have much cigarette in them. Lou was cleaning up. For Lou, these were big steps towards better health. Me? I was just smoking. My closest old buddy, Robbie, who worked on our crew, smoked. I'd bum cigarettes from Robbie and smoke with him. I'd even bum cigarettes from guys on our crew who weren't really friends, just accommodating co-workers. I told myself I was bonding with them, but they knew I was just smoking. I felt guilty for all the cigarettes I took from all the crew guys backstage and on our movie sets, but not guilty enough to buy my own. I was cleverer than that. I had the movie prop guys buy cartons of all the brands that the crew smoked and then give them to the smokers on the crew that I would bum the cigarettes from everyone with a clear conscience. I'm such an asshole! And I was a smoking asshole. I was probably smoking more than a pack a day, but I couldn't quit because I wasn't a smoker. I never bought any cigarettes. I was coughing every morning and getting headaches if I didn't have my borrowed cigarettes all the time, but I wasn't a smoker. One day, when I was talking to a friend, I said out of the blue, "I guess I'm a smoker." That was the day I quit. Once I said that, I was able to take action. I still take a few drags after the fire-eating bit, so that's 10% of a cigarette every 2 weeks. That's 0.12 packs a year. That's okay. When the doctor walked into my room and said we had to consider stomach sleeve surgery, I understood, for the first time, that I was a fat person. Not a big guy, you know, kind of meaning tall, too. Not a fat fuck with a smile and a wink. Let's get rid of the word fat. Fat is a cruel word, but that's not the worry in this context. It's also very colloquial. It's an everyday word. It can be used in the positive. You can search for fat cocks on the internet, and the images are proud. If you spell it P-H-A-T, you can search for all sorts of pornography, and even fashion and bling will pop up. Fats Domino invented rock and roll. Fats was a genius who was very, very short. I know the word fat has caused untold suffering, but it still wasn't bad enough for me. But a doctor suggesting surgery, that made me obese. Now I had to see myself as obese. Could I shrug that off? On any chart you want to look at, not just the bullshit body mass index, but any chart, even for my height, body type, activity level, and muscle mass, I was obese. That's a word you can't spin nice. There are no obese burgers. At least they're not advertised that way. I was medically obese, and that's the reason I was in the hospital. That simple sentence had never occurred to me before. We didn't have to talk about genetics. Anyone as fat as I was would be sick. I was obese, and my doctor was recommending surgery to deal with the obesity that was causing my sickness. My obesity was what put me in the hospital, away from the show I never missed and the children I always want to be with. The suggestion of surgery was crazy. How fucked up do you have to have surgery suggested as an option for lifestyle change? As crazy as obese me. Up until that instant, lying in the hospital bed with blood pressure that couldn't be controlled, my groin shaved and snaked with a 90% blockage just having been pulled out of my heart of darkness, it had never occurred to me that my weight was a problem. My doctor knew surgery was necessary to get me healthy and told me so. He didn't equivocate. He said it outright, but he also expected me to argue. I could tell he had all his obese ducks in a row to explain why I needed this, to overcome the reservations he knew I would have. I said, "Sure, okay." I didn't put up the slightest fight. I smiled and nodded. I was down with him and his bad surgery self. After disarming him by agreeing immediately, I added, "We can't do it right now, right? I can't go into the hospital for this operation because I'm already in the hospital for procedure now. I need time to get over this one before I start my next hospital adventure, right? I have to leave the hospital in order to come back." "Yeah, we need to wait." "Yeah, well, let's plan to do this in about 6 months or so, okay?" Since he was so ready to argue and he'd done all his prep work, he wasn't able to take yes for an answer right away. But he also sensed I was up to something. He dispatched some of his ducks. He explained that a stomach sleeve was different from old-fashioned stomach stapling. He explained that the operation had a high rate of success and was not a big deal. "So we can do that in about 6 months." "Yeah, that seems about right. And in the meantime, if I just happen to lose weight, we don't have to worry about the surgery, right? What would you want me down to?" "You'd have to lose a lot, a real lot. You got to get down to 270 pounds ASAP. You'd have to take off about 50 pounds right away. But the sleeve might get you down to 230, and at 230, we might be able to get you off the meds. It's possible that at 230, all your medical problems would go away." "What the fucking fuck? What the fuck? What? All of my medical problems would go away?" He'd been telling me for over a decade to lose weight, but I didn't think he meant I had to lose weight. I don't know what I thought he meant. I guess I thought he meant it would be nice, that it would make his job a little easier. I don't think he'd ever said before my medical problems were obesity problems. I know now that's what he meant, but I never understood it before. My obese self had never been able to see it. I had told myself I was a guy with high blood pressure who was fat. I didn't know I was a guy who had high blood pressure because he was obese. There's a big difference between fat making something worse and obesity causing it. How would losing weight make my genetics change? Oh, that's right. I'd been lying to myself. Genetics, schmenetics. I was gobbling pills, sleeping with a machine strapped to my face, and feeling like shit because I was obese. Being an obese fat fuck was my medical problem. Wow. It had taken me 20 years to understand. Now, what was I going to do about it? In 6 months, I'd get my stomach sleeved, whatever the fuck that meant. The doctor gave me a website to check out so I could understand the procedure. Fuck that! I visited friends in the hospital make hospital bed proclamations like, I'm going to eat perfectly from now on. I'm going to hire a trainer. I'll hire 2 trainers. I'll hire 3 in case one of them gets sick from training me so hard. Those promises are more bullshit than any New Year's resolutions. Deathbed confessions aren't to be trusted. I don't trust anything anyone says on New Year's, in the hospital, or within 10 minutes of coming. I certainly don't trust myself at those times, so better not to make any promises in the hospital. I wasn't going to claim to my doctor and to my wife that I was going to start eating right and exercising. I had no desire to do right. I never have desire to do right. I suck at right. The doc's stomach sleeve prescription gave me what I needed. It gave me something I had never had regarding my health before. That recommendation, that command, gave me the power to go fucking crazy. The doctor gave me the same gift that Tiny Tim, Bob Dylan, Sun Ra, Patti Smith, Lou Reed, Frank Zappa, Marcel Duchamp, Debbie Harry, Al Goldstein, Lord Buckley, Herman Melville, Nicholson Baker, Abby Hoffman, Charles Mingus, Ayn Rand, Crispin Glover, David Allan Coe, Terry Adams, Andy Kaufman, Allen Ginsberg, Jack Kerouac, Jad Fair, and the residents had given me. My doctor had just given me not only the license, but the mandate, the life or death imperative to be crazy, to burn, to rage, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free. I never wanted showbiz or my art or even my life to be normal. I didn't want to be adult to fit in with everyone else. I wanted to be a fucking nut. I always pushed for that in my job and stories with friends, but I never ate nutty. I ate normally. I ate like a 21st century American. I was a regular old American obese fat fuck on a regular old American diet, as far from crazy as possible. I was a fucking situation comedy. Getting surgery for being obese was extreme, so I had 6 months to take it to any other extreme I wanted. It was time to turn my health to rock and roll, free jazz, beat, poetry, outlaw, transgressive comedy performance art. And that's something I can do. Doing health like everyone else certainly hadn't worked for me. I was obese like everyone else. I had high blood pressure like everyone else. I was on my way to diabetes like everyone else. I had a perfect life like everyone else, and I was still depressed like everyone else. I promised myself I would eat a little better like everyone else, and then I ate movie popcorn and cupcakes and donuts like everyone else. But it didn't mean I had to die exactly like everyone else. I had 6 months to find something crazier than going back to the hospital for surgery just to stop me from killing myself by eating like a pig. I had been given official permission to go crazy, but I didn't know how I wanted to use that power. I wanted everything to sink in. I needed to get lucky. The seeds were sown, but they needed a little while to germinate in the piles of health bullshit in my head. Meanwhile, I started my grown-up lifestyle change. I went on my half-assed 60s hate-whitey diet. I stopped eating all sugar, white flour, white rice, white pasta, and potatoes. Leave all the white food for the clan. Fuck whitey. That was easy. I stopped red meat, so I guess I also hated Aboriginal Americans and Europeans and maybe lemons. I got my sushi with brown rice. I ate my spaghetti sauce over quinoa. I got rich bread with wood chips in it. I ate oatmeal and nuts. Godot and I started taking hour-long trike rides. Godot is my great friend. He's my co-host on Penn Sunday School, and he wrote with us on Penn and Teller Bullshit. We're both jugglers, and we both have families. I love Godot, and Godot was wicked fat. We put our fat asses on racing trikes and did about an hour of light riding around the park. When I didn't trike, I used the rowing machine for half an hour. The weight began to drop off me. If you want to lose a lot of weight, first gain a lot of weight. Those extra 20 pounds that I just put on, some of the weight that I've been lying about putting on for the movie, came off really quickly. I started weighing myself seriously at about 313 and was down to 304 in 5 weeks. That's not bad. That's 2 pounds a week. That's very grown up and sensible. 6 months at that rate, I'd be down another 40 pounds. I'd hit 289 by the time I promised to get my stomach sleeve. I might be able to alibi that to the doc. Hey, man, I made a lifestyle change like a grown-up. I should be down to 270 another 20 weeks. Another 5 months, and I'll be where you wanted me to be to correct the emergency that put me in the hospital. That's cool, right? I felt better, and the eating was easy. I ate chicken and fish and whole wheat pasta, and the weight came off. I loved the trike rides with Godot. We'd laugh and joke and ride. I weighed myself and watched each half pound slowly melt away. I had made my lifestyle change. But I still had my blank check for crazy. My heart was looking for a quick, check-cashing, payday, predatory loan shark place to cash it. I was sniffing for crazy.